Gemini rising. Third house, voice, message, communication. Saturn's exam is landing on your voice. The third house is where your message lives. How you communicate, what you say, the ideas you circulate. And Saturn in the balance of this full moon is asking, is your message aligned with your soul, or are you saying what you think people want to hear? The foundation was built in Capricorn in your eighth house. Shared resources, intimacy, transformation. Saturn oversaw the construction. Now the question is, can you speak the truth about what you've been through? What you've transformed? What you actually value in partnerships? Or are you still performing a version of yourself that keeps the peace? The Five of Wands was competing messages, trying to be the loudest voice in the room. The Six of Wands is being recognized because your words carry weight, not value. But Saturn doesn't care if your message is popular. Saturn cares if it's honest. Jupiter retrograde in Cancer in your second house is asking you to go inward. Feel what you actually value before you speak about it. Venus walked the vow and learned that real beauty doesn't need to convince anyone. Your voice can land with the same integrity, but only if you stop editing yourself for approval. Your two exams. Is your message authentic or curated? Are your values reflected in what you actually say? Saturn's watching. Your words on February 1st either build a bridge to your soul or expose the performance. Your litmus test. When you speak, are you channeling your soul or reciting borrowed wisdom? If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.